NASCAR runs here. The NASCAR Sprint Cup on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio, KRKO Everett.
Here's Sweet!
North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
And welcome back out to North Sound Racing out here at Evergreen Speedway. Coverage of the Washington 500 is opening ceremonies are beginning. And tell you what, they're just finishing up the invocation right now. Why don't we go down and we'll just pick up some of the opening ceremonies.
Every single person, please keep them safe tonight. Help them to be wise. And we say thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Bob Butcher.
And Tom Glitherow down trackside with Gary Lewis.
That's right. Gary, welcome back home to Evergreen Speedway. What's it feel like?
It feels good, man. I'm real happy to be back here, and the car's been handling real good, and hopefully we'll have a good run.
You know, I think you've probably, without a doubt, are the strongest, hottest driver in the Northwest over the last couple of years. Tell us about some of the places you've visited and some of the wins you've had.
You know, we've been having a lot of luck when we go to Montana. We ran Pablo earlier in the year and won a race there. And then we went back and ran the Montana 200 and had a blast, man. They put on one heck of a show there, and luckily we were able to get another win. So it's been pretty cool.
Listen, you've had a lot of wins, but you've also had some exciting moments. Kind of fill some of the listeners in on maybe like Wenatchee.
Yeah, we do good in the races, and we've had so much drama during practice and everything. Wenatchee, we had an oil filter come loose and blow the gasket out and caught on fire and spun around, stuck it in the fence and all that. And it's just every race has been pretty crazy through the day. The team's been working their tail off and putting everything together for me. And luckily, when it comes time for the race, we're good to go and we seem to be doing good. So,
what do you owe that success to? I mean, do you run different sets of the tracks, or do you have one basic baseline that you use everywhere you go?
We got a baseline setup that we pretty much go to every track with, and then we just fine-tune it with a few minor shock adjustments and everything and spring adjustments. But, you know, the shock package that Leary Racing Products does for us and the Swift springs and everything, and then the hard work from the team, man, it's been pretty solid everywhere we go.
All right, Tom, they're going to play. Let's listen to the national anthem, and we'll get back to more with Gary.
Okay.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Very nice job. Very nice job. Tom, go ahead.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is with...
All right, we're back with Gary Lewis. Gary, when it got in the track earlier this afternoon, it looked like your luck was continuing. What were they doing to the race car? It was kind of spread all over the ground.
We were replacing some parts in the rear end. We had some trouble there that we felt it in Montana last week, but we were able to get the car set up. And then here on this big track, it was just too much to handle. So we went back to the shop, got some parts, and got her fixed.
You got 150 laps tonight. You got a break. Your second quick, starting in the number three spot with Jason. You got Shane right in front of Shane Harding. What's your plan going to be for those first early laps?
Basically, just try to run up front and save the tires. Make sure we got a good car for the last 50 laps. Make some good adjustments during the break.
How important is a win tonight for you?
Oh, man, a win here would just be crucial. I mean, you got the best drivers in the Northwest right here. So Jason Frazier, Shane Harding, all those guys, I mean, they're all gunning to get a win, and it'd be a tough deal to win this deal. We're going to do our best.
Good luck to you, Gary. Thank you very much, Tom. Let's go back down and pick up some more of the opening ceremonies.
Very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. And
do you see who's rolling by right now?
Lex could not be here because he's getting here with a race car right now. So, and I'd also like to welcome to a stage a very special guest of ours, ladies and gentlemen, three times. In his past, he has won a 500-lap race right here at Evergreen Speedway, and we are so pleased to have him here as our special guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Chad Little. Chad, come on up. Chad, it's terrific having you back at Evergreen. It must bring back a lot of great feelings being here.
A lot of good feelings, a lot of good memories. Saw George Jefferson earlier today, and you know, that brings back home, too.
Well, we tried to finagle him and get NASCAR to let us put you in the car here.
Okay, we're going to have Tom or Chad Little up here with us live on the radio. We've got Tom down there with another guest. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I do. Marysville's own Darren Stordahl. Darren's returning also back to Evergreen Speedway. Darren, you've run here on Saturday night a couple years ago. You left the racetrack. You've been moving on and doing some traveling. What was the thought process behind that?
Well, early in the season, we couldn't get a schedule out of Evergreen, just, you know, the track is. And then I saw the ASA schedule, and it looked real promising. I want to do some big motor stuff. I've never done that. So I went ahead and with AC Netter, we got a motor put together. I want to try some different tracks. I've been over to Yakima. Had a little problem here last race, so I couldn't make the Idaho race. But I just want to try some big motor stuff and some different tracks.
The big track here, that's 5/8, 0.646 miles. Okay, big smile on his face. I think that's answering the question. How much fun is it?
This is actually one of my favorite. It's probably my favorite track. I've always done real well. My first time in the street stocks here, I came out. First time, fast time, blew a motor leading. Then I came into late models, done real well. Now the ASA, you know, the level of competition's higher, but a qualifying seventh today is a huge plus of mine. I want to make the top ten in qualifying. I'd like to have a top ten finish. You know, my first ASA 5/8 track. That, I mean, that's my goal, and I'm having a lot of fun here today.
Starting seventh, you got the fast guys in front of you. What's the game plan?
Well, probably the same as most of them. First 100, we're gonna. I want to just get in line and follow them around. Move really. Take my time. Get through the first 100. That is our goal. Because last time on the 5/8, we made 36 laps. Got taken out here on the local show. 100 laps. After that, it is. We are going for a win. You know, top 10. But you know, we always want to win. So after that, 50, 101 to 150. We are. It's. Everything, we're not holding back.
So you come down, it's three to go, two to go. Fiberglass is all perfect. Paint's good. Is it going to be good when it comes to the checkered?
I just want to win. If it's one of those things, yeah, we want to race these guys clean, but you know what? We want to win too, and I have not had a win in a late model. You know, I've been known to, you know, help somebody out, but, you know, I'm going to race them pretty clean, but I want to win. That's the main thing, try to get a win.
Well, a couple of years ago, a guy called and said told him he was a little too nice, and the next week, I think he put a fender underneath him, put the chrome horn to him, and I think if it comes down to the end, Darren Stordahl, I'll put my money on him. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate it as always. And Tom, you know, one thing that we've heard a lot out here this afternoon is this 5/8 mile oval is old, it's wore out, it's greasy, and Dan, you've spent an awful lot of time on this too, but the guys love coming back up to Evergreen Speedway to race on this thing.
Yeah, a lot of the guys that come up, you know, from the south and the east and stuff, you know, the big-name cup guys that come back and said this is one of the most abrasive tracks that they've ever been on, and management is really crucial here. And for the guys in the Northwest, let's say like Kevin Hamlin, he's going back east, and when he does run a race, he knows how to save his equipment. Well, look at how many thousands of laps that he's had here on the 5/8, where tire management is so crucial. So a lot of good drivers coming out of the Northwest, and we're being told from the people back east that this is a tough track when it comes to tires.
Well, Tom, would you agree that bad tracks make for really good race car drivers when they get on better tracks?
Well, it does, and I think sometimes bad racetracks make for better racing.
Oh, yeah.
When it's tough and tight on the bottom, that's where everybody does. You know, they go bottom feeding, as they say in the dirt world. This is a racetrack. You know, you're absolutely right. It's a tire eater, concrete wall all the way around. You won't move the wall. The race car's going to lose, and if you don't manage the tires, you're not going to be around at the end. And I think that's going to be the key. And a lot of these classes, they can't change those tires, so if they make that right rear mad, they might as well go ahead and go on home.
So that's going to be an awesome afternoon out here. Bombers are making their way out.
I think one of Gary Lewis's successful points is running this track. I've crewed for him enough. I've spotted for him enough that he's out there conserving his tires when we had the tire war with Hoosier and Goodyear a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Guys were running different things. You know, he could sit there and run and just conserve and conserve. And I think his success today is a product of what's been going on in the past, what he's learned in the past here.
Right on. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, I'm with Jeff Barkshire right now, and Jeff is on his rookie year in the Camping World West Series. Jeff, tell us a little bit about the racing you've done in the past, and why are you in the Camping World Series?
Well, we're here because we're trying to go somewhere with this deal, and it's, I think, the best competition in the West Coast. We came here twice in a tour car and had pretty good runs, and so last year we were real fast. Hopefully we'll get it done tonight for Centennial Batteries. It's a home place.
It's a totally different race car, lots of laps. How do you drive it differently? What do you have to do to make sure you're there at the end?
Well, especially compared to what we were on in the tour for tires, you gotta take care of the tires a lot better, and the cars don't slow down as good, but they still have a lot of horsepower, so you got to be conscious of that and get them slowed down and then come out of the corner stronger.
Tell me some of the places you've run and maybe some of the tracks you like to run.
I like, and probably because we run better there, especially this year. I've been liking the bigger tracks, Phoenix and Iowa and stuff. Here was good. We ran good last year, and it's big enough to pass. Struggled a little bit on the short tracks this year, like Roseburg, though.
I understand. Some of those racetracks are tough. So tell us a little bit. You have a timeline, a plan to get to that point of maybe running at the Busch level, or excuse me, the nationwide level, or the Truck Series.
Well, I'm kind of giving myself the next couple of years. I want to stay in this series. Get Rookie of the Year this year is a goal, and I'd like to get top three in the points and win a championship next year, and hopefully go somewhere with that. Can't keep doing this forever. So a couple of years, and then we'll reevaluate.
Jeff Barkshire, Auburn, Washington, another one of the hometown boys that should do very, very well tonight. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. They're just getting the Les Schwab Tire Bomber cars lined up on the racetrack. A lot of drivers down below there. So if we got another one, Tom, by all means, grab them. What the plan is we're going to bring in Scott Ellsworth and Kelly Hill to introduce the class of bombers. An impressive list, lineup of bombers down there. We've got to bring back some memories, Dan, of the old bomber days, huh?
Oh, yeah, this is a big field of bombers. Hopefully this field is this big at the end of their race, huh?
Yeah, we'll know right away. Bombers on the 5/8. Now, did you ever run your bomber on the 5/8?
Never did.
Never did?
I haven't.
No guts, no glory, huh?
The guts, I guess, came in when I'd go out and hot lap figure eight cars.
Uh-huh.
So, but no, I never did. And I also, back in the 80s, you could run a passenger in a figure eight car during practice.
Oh, awesome.
I never ran a passenger, but I was a passenger when we ran the figure eight cars on the 3/8, and that takes some guts to sit there and trust somebody else when the wall is on your side. As a passenger.
All right, they are now introducing the entrance in the Les Schwab Tire Bomber Series, the 50 lap to start off the Washington 500. Why don't we go down to the PA side of things? Let's bring up Scott Ellsworth and Kelly Hale with the introductions.
Chevrolet out of Monroe, the number 48, Mark Trail.
One more row up on the outside. In the 66, Ryan Hansen.
That moves us on up the New Country Grill. Shadowbrook Farms, Pilchuck Irrigation, Mike Utley Foundation. The number 81 of Bill Mann.
And then out of Everett, Washington, former champion, the number 5, Travis Blackwood.
Very much up in the points hut this year for the championship. And the engines by Freddie B&D Sheet Metal and Coleman Motorsports Chevrolet. Out of Everett, Washington, the number 53, Daryl Latofsky.
And he's been fast in practice. The number 11 out of Arlington, Washington, Merlin Cook.
He'll be doing double duty. He'll be climbing out of this car and heading into his ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour car immediately following this. The KLM Concrete Central Welding Chevrolet, the number 9, out of Monroe, and that will be Kelly Mann.
And then up in the second row on the outside, won his first race this year out of Mill Creek, Washington, in the 99, Jo Neeland.
She is looking to do something that NASCAR has never had done. They would like her to win the championship, or she would like to win the championship in the bomber division, and her husband to win the championship in the super stock division. The Wire X, Fritzley Motorsports, Lang Autosports, Countrywide Home Loans, Aphrodite Hair Salon, J&R Truck Rentals, the Chevrolet. Out of Linwood, Washington, the number 27, Jill Lang.
And on the outside of the front row, in the number 76, sponsored by Action Machine and Thai Ocean Restaurant, out of Seattle, Washington, Frank Cowgill.
And that puts us on the pole. He is your defending champion of this Bomber Series, the L&N Trucking and Lang Auto Chevrolet. Out of Maltby, Washington, the 00 Lane Sunhome. Let's go down to Terry.
Thank you so much, and I'm here with Sorry, and Sorry is ready to give the command. So let's help out by counting down.
Just did not have that car.
From 5.
It stumped me for just,
four,
you know, it's like, oh God, I got it. You know.
Drivers, start your engines.
And who is it again?
And there you have it, the start for the bomber race on, the front stretch of Evergreen Speedway here with Lane Sunholm on the pole, Frank Cowgill on the outside. And we noticed Dwayne Schoesbeck, as we just get ready to take a break with, maybe a driver change in the number 25 car, Dan.
Yeah, we'll have to do some checking on that. It, looks like the number's been taped over for number 85, and I don't know who's entered on number 85.
Number 85 would be Jim Foti,
but he's at the back
he's
of the pack.
Up there in the points lead here in
okay.
the Bomber Division.
Now, I can tell you right now that's not Dwayne in there. The guy's too big.
Well, tell you what, why don't we go ahead, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll bring you the start of the 50-lap race for the Bomber Series. You're listening to North Sound Racing out here at Evergreen Speedway, the Washington 500, and as always presented by Action Auto Parts and Sam Blasters Incorporated. We'll be back after these breaks. Don't go.